Hi, my name is Dennis Stansbury. I'm the Alexa Country Manager for the UK and Ireland, looking after Alexa for the UK marketplace.
It's really good to have you here, Dennis. Tell us about the relationship that you've formed with RNIB over the past few months, and I guess over the last few years.
Yeah, so Amazon and the RNIB have been working together for actually for a number of years, and it's been great to have this kind of partnership to understand how smart technology is benefiting those people with sight loss. So a couple of years ago, your guys' team actually came in and gave a demonstration to us and kind of highlighted some of the challenges as well as some of like the benefits that it's bringing. And it's been great to kind of understand that, from the RNIB, that learning that almost 2 million people are living with sight loss and that there's 360,000 people who are registered as blind or partially sighted. And it's great that Alexa can help in this, and so that people are using Alexa or Amazon Echo devices in their day-to-day life. And so working with the RNIB, it's been great to be able to kind of give, features such as listening to music, podcasts, ability to use communications, controlling thermostats, setting timers, making lists, switching on and off appliances using smart plugs. And it's even great to see that, we were shown that some of the people are using Echo Show, which, while it has a screen, it's actually still a voice forward product, and showing how that they've been still using that as voice forward, as well as some of the accessibility features from it, such as the screen reader called Voice View, screen magnifier, color inversion, and color correction. And also the most recent feature we launched around Alexa speaking rate, speaking faster or slower, so that people can customize the speech rate that they want, which is great for all people and visually impaired.
What, in that case, then, made you interested in getting involved in this campaign that RNIB are running this week around social distancing, which has involved turning your ad and your logo upside down?
Being independent is incredibly important. I know it is to me. And so, with lockdown easing, there's this new normal going on in the world. There's social distancing, everything is being laid out in new formats to allow people to move through stores. And it's confusing at the best of time, even for me. And just actually be able to highlight the fact that how this is impacting the sight impaired community. And by turning things upside down, showing actually how their lives are being turned upside down, it made sense, and it was incredibly exciting to be able to get involved in this. And so when I first saw the creative and turning the Piccadilly light billboards upside down, it was incredible to see, and it was great to have an Alexa device involved.
I mean, a company like Amazon obviously has got, far-reaching products and services. It's obviously advertising all over the world. Did anyone at Amazon say, "Hang on a minute, we're not doing this. We're not turning Alexa upside down"?
Well, I think at first, when seeing the logo and everything upside down, there were questions people wanted to understand. But once people understood the point of it and saw the whole campaign, I think people were incredibly excited. It made a lot of sense. In fact, I even had opportunities to show it to my boss, who, when first seeing the first visuals, had questions, but seeing the whole campaign, I just thought it was incredibly clever.
What is Amazon doing to help RNIB with the campaign then to raise awareness of the challenges of social distancing?
Yeah, so we've been working with the RNIB quite a bit on a number of projects, as well as actually trying to index information from your guys' charity, the Sight Loss Advice Services. So working closely with you for whatever information we can get on the device to be able to allow access to that. Everything from how do you register to sight impair or to other information that you guys have on your charity website.
And that's something that was brought in recently, an incredible feature that was sort of brought in at root level, if you like, of the Amazon Echo. So you could ask your Amazon Echo without enabling a skill, you were able to ask Alexa that question, which is fantastic and I guess testament to the relationship that Amazon has with RNIB.
Yeah, I mean, again, I think when talking with you guys about what you were hoping to achieve, we wanted to make sure it was the best customer experience. Amazon always wants to be as customer centric as we can. And when you brought to us your guys' objectives, the best way to do this was to actually just make sure that it was indexed inside for the device and to work very closely with you to make sure that we could answer as many questions relative as possible.
And what other projects have you been working on with RNIB? Can you tell us?
Yeah, so I mean, one of the things we were really excited about, and this was from last year, actually, in November of 2018, we actually were a proud sponsor of the RNIB See Differently Awards. So this was celebrating people that have gone above and beyond to remove barriers for blind and partially sighted people. And again, we continue to stay in close communication with you guys in any way that we can help.
Really good to speak to you, Dennis. Thank you so much for your time on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.